Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. Good morning. It is 7:25 and 59 degrees. Wildcat News. Ryan and I were just talking about how often we've had to mow the lawn this summer. And again, surprised that the grass was a little wet this morning. Streets were a little wet. But again, passing showers today. So let's get into it. Ryan, welcome back. It's another start of the school year. How was your summer?
Yes, thanks for having me, Pat. It was a great summer. Like I think most people, though, June and July just flew by. We're gone in the blink of an eye, but kept you busy with kids. But we're excited to be back in the building and ready to go.
Do you really get a break in the summertime, or is it 24/7 with your position at Taft?
The summer's a lot slower. There's still things that come in and keeping on top of construction and the new furniture and whatever coming in and getting teachers in, you know, but it's a lot slower. It's a little more flexible, get some vacation time to use. So I think there was July, I spent probably a little more time at home than I did at work, which was a nice change of pace for sure.
Yeah, that's needed for everyone. Yep. Certainly.
Yep. It definitely is. My wife probably is listening right now and nodding her head vigorously, and she was the one that was least excited to get back in the August routine, I think.
And you had a new addition to the family earlier this year?
Yes, last March we had a new daughter, Harper. So she's 5 months old tomorrow actually, on the 28th.
Very good. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
That is awesome to you and your family. Two older brothers?
Yep, Keegan and Brody. Keegan's 4, starting 4-year-old preschool at Meese tomorrow, and then Brody is 2.5. He's disappointed he doesn't get to go to 3-year-old preschool yet. But
oh, there'll be time.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's we coming. Keep telling. Well, enjoy the time while it's here for sure.
Very good. Let's talk about last year and the transition through summer and then where we're headed this year for at Taft.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got some building updates too for not as big. Last year I was on, we talked about that addition, that beautiful gym that opened up and we used last year. But we finally finished up some cabinetry at Taft. We've been kind of phasing that in each summer. We've done 4 or 5 classrooms and we actually finished up our last 4 classrooms this summer. So since I've been at Taft and Mr. Murray's been in the district, he's been super supportive and the board has been supportive of updating our building. Got new floors throughout the building, new cabinetry, lots of new lights, some new ceilings in some areas. So honestly, if you come in and you were there even 10 years ago, some of those areas just look brand new, probably completely different than they were. Even our existing portions of the building we haven't added on to. So definitely coming along really nicely on that side of things building-wise.
Mm-hmm. From a curriculum standpoint, how did you finish up last year?
Yeah, we finished well. We saw a lot of good growth, lots of good scores. You know, our ISAS, we had lots of celebrations. I believe our 3rd grade, that's the first time they take those Iowa assessments of student progress, what used to be those ITBS, you know, the bubble sheets you had to fill in and draw the best picture. They don't let you do that anymore. They changed it all to online testing. But our 3rd graders see it for the first time, and they were, I believe, 80% proficient in reading and 83% in math, which is a great start. And our 4th graders last year, oh, they were 87% proficient in reading and 88% in math. So they showed great growth throughout from that 3rd to 4th grade range as well. And anytime you're above 80% is a celebration, and getting close to 90, there's lots of great things happening in our district and our building for sure.
Sounds like a good team.
Yes, we have a great team. That's for sure. We've got great teaching staff, great associates, just great support in our building, great parent support too. Obviously, we couldn't do it without our parents. You know, we send out, hey, these are some tips for test prep. Make sure kids are getting a good sleep, good breakfast before, and, you know, good attendance obviously helps with having limited retakes. And parents definitely answer that bell for sure. And they support us greatly as well.
And what are you going to be introducing this year?
Oh, this year we're focused a lot on the same. Last year we introduced, it was called an intervention bank in reading, where we were looking at diagnosing student needs, you know, aligning best practice intervention to those needs. That's based on the literacy law that was passed in the State House. They passed something similar in math this year. So we actually engaged in some beginning of the year PD on, last Monday, around something called a numeracy project. So the Heartland AEA came in for a full Monday. Our staff, they were troopers through. It was a long, long day, but it was great learning where they give you a diagnostic so you can kind of see who's at risk right now. Who do we need to learn a little bit more about in math? You give them this diagnostic assessment, and it really kind of pinpoints where are their holes at. And then it's got this, again, a little intervention bank where, okay, if this is what students struggle with, this is what you can do for 10 to 15 minutes a day. This is how you monitor their progress, right? Adjust your interventions. So we're kind of shifting, we're continuing the work in reading, but also adding and shifting a little bit to that work in math too this year. So,
well, all very important categories.
Absolutely.
And this is how many years for you now? 6?
This is the start of year 6, which is absolutely hard to believe. Moved up right, obviously, in the middle of the pandemic. Got the job, I think, the week before everything shut down and the world turned upside down. But Humboldt's been great for our family. It's been a great move for us. Absolutely love the town.
Yeah, Humboldt is a fantastic community and a great place to grow up and be a part of. Yep. So, you know, we commend you and the leadership and all of the teachers, all the employees for working in education. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. It's a very rewarding profession for sure. So.
What else is going on? Anything else you want to talk
about? I've got one more thing the PTO sends me with.
It was a hint when he flipped the sheet over.
And this is the, I took my notes on the backside. Now I've got the colorful side here where this is a nice graphic and I made sure I wasn't going to forget it. No, our PTO, I think I've said this every time I've been on here, but they're so fabulous. They support our students at Meese and Taft greatly. Give us lots of resources, field trips, those types of things. They're sponsoring a few events coming up, actually. So they started, I believe it was 3 years ago, when our playground opened up. The back-to-school bash, they call it. So that's scheduled for September 11th from 5 to 7. That's a Thursday evening. All elementary students and families in the area are welcome to that. They've got a pork burger meal available, free will donation there. We'll have food, games, inflatables, lots of fun throughout the night. I know that's a big hit. So that takes place at Taft Park, September 11th.
Oh, good.
That's right good around the corner.
Yeah, it is, definitely. And a good day for it. I hope everybody shows up. Mm-hmm. Can the general public show up for it?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Anybody that wants to come out and they got kids, it's geared really towards kids with those inflatables and things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've got teenagers, they're probably not going to be terribly entertained being around the 150 elementary kids running all over, but absolutely, it's open to the public.
You don't want to have to be kicking off some random gentleman who's on the bouncy house.
There are some age limits and size limits. They won't let me on the bounce house even.
Right, as much as we want to.
Yep, as fun as it looks, we'll probably break something if we get on there.
Ryan Fetters is at Taft Elementary School. He's been our guest this morning on Wildcat News. Thank you for joining us, and I wish you all the best this year.
Yes, thanks for having me. We're off to a great start. Looking forward to it.
I know we'll talk again before the end of the year, probably a couple of times. So, again, if you have any questions, get a hold of Mr. Fetters at Taft Elementary School. And this has been Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank.